WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
And tis the season for the Nutcracker. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Joffrey Ballet has once again kicked off its rendition of the family favorite holiday tradition by Tony Award-winning choreographer Christopher Wheeldon at the Lyric Opera House. So me and the Reset producers, well, we couldn't resist taking a field trip to check out the show.
I feel a little sense of guilt because we're using this as a girls' night and my daughters really should be here because I think they would enjoy this. Aww. But Mama's got to have a night out. Sorry, girls.
Who's been to the ballet before?
Not me.
I've never been to the ballet.
I mean, as a child, I went to my friend's ballet performances, and I was in a ballet performance.
Wow. Did ballet. Of course you did.
I did ballet for like a year or two.
So you're the pro among us.
Okay. I was a lion. That was our performance. We wore tutus on our heads.
The ballet's just been something I've seen on television. So
same.
This will be a first. And I know it's shocking, but I've never seen this up close. I'm really excited.
The only thing that comes to mind is burm, 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 and then it's it. It ends there. See, we're cultured.
And let me tell you, we had a ball. I mean, listen to what you just heard. It was so much fun from start to finish. I was there with my best gals, Reset producers, and we were having a time. For some of us, it was the very first time going to a ballet. For others, it was the first time going to the Lyric Opera. We were all about the vibes and all about seeing how Joffrey was going to twist this classic that we've all come to know and make it Chicago. I was joined in the studio to talk more about this year's production of The Nutcracker by Greg Cameron, who's president and CEO of the Joffrey Ballet. Now, it's been about 9 years since the Joffrey debuted its production of The Nutcracker as an homage to this city. I asked him, in this version, the story is set months before the opening of Chicago's 1893 World's Fair, instead of the small German town in the original. So I wondered how the idea for the local twist came about. Here's Greg.
It's really interesting. Ashley Weider, who is our Mary B. Galvin artistic director and a Brit, and Christopher Wheeldon,
yes,
another Brit, looked at the landscape of this city. And it was really the two of them from the outside looking in that said, there is a story here.
Yeah.
And then they found Brian Selznick, the amazing author, illustrator, storyteller, to put all of the pieces together. Christopher spent a good chunk of time at the Field Museum, which has one of the largest archives of material from the 1893 Columbian Exposition. So there was a lot of research.
That explains the level of detail.
Yeah. And you see the detail of the dance, but some of the detail in the work itself, the potluck dishes that are brought to the opening Christmas Eve celebration, mm-hmm, are historic.
Wow.
Dishes that Eastern European immigrants would have brought to a Christmas Eve celebration. So there's a lot of detail that's not visible, but I think that was as important to Christopher and Brian,
yeah,
as the dance steps.
Yeah, which of course, and the story also departs from the classic, you know, we know that it features a well-to-do family. This version, of course, focuses on a family of immigrants and workers who sort of bring the fair to life, if you will. We see things through their lens. I wonder why that was important, to put that perspective in the forefront.
Yeah, I think it really was taking a story that people thought they were familiar with in reinventing and reimagining and looking at what really makes of the holiday special, and it is time with friends, hence your visit to the Joffrey.
Absolutely.
But time with family, values that make a difference, the sense of community, and in this instance, of community of artists. Much of the White City was sculpted by Eastern European sculptors, women primarily. So again, there's a nod to the history. It's not meant to be a historic retelling of the story.
Yeah.
But I think it really was like the world was ready for something that was about the values that Robert Joffrey instilled in this company in 1956.
Something a little different and something that we could relate to, something very Chicago, right? So it's a holiday tradition for many, but as you heard in the tape there, it was my first trip to the ballet over the weekend to see this production and also my first time seeing the Nutcracker on stage. I've watched the film. I bet, though, that you often hear from people who see it all the time, you know, the regulars, that it feels like the first time. Every time they watch the Nutcracker.
Completely. I think what's joyful about a house with almost 300 people, it is the sense of community of people that have been there, but they're bringing a new 5-year-old for their first time.
True, yeah.
So it's that sense of let's get the family together and share an experience. And there are points of entry for 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 50-year-olds, and 90-year-olds.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's really what creates that first-time experience for people.
It's like magic.
It is.
It really is. What's the prep like each season when the Joffrey's putting out this production? I mean, are there minor tweaks that you make each year to sort of enhance the quality of the show?
Sure. You know, when we created the piece, the Joffrey was performing at the Auditorium Theater. But 5 years ago, we moved over to the Lyric Opera. So there were some just logistical tweaks that Christopher Wilden needed to make around set elements, some of the energy of the performance. But every year, Ashley, Christopher, and the artistic team at the Joffrey look at it to fine-tune and to make it better. Next year is going to be our 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Some of the set elements after 10 years are a little worn, so there will be some improvements in some updates.
And do they look forward to doing this, to staging this every year?
Totally. And the artists of the Joffrey are ecstatic. It is such a joyful opportunity for them to be on the stage, to feel the energy of a full Lyric Opera House.
Well, bravo. I mean, I thought the performers were incredible, and I really felt like I was transported to the World's Fair. You had a clever use of props, the falling snow, the shadows, the graphics, the lighting. I want to play you a little bit more from the Reset team's experience at the Nutcracker. This is our raw reactions, actually, when the intermission began.
That transformation was epic. Like, from everyday worker, vibe to the,
magical snowy land.
What the hell was that? And even the first one with the trees.
Yeah. Yes. What was that?
I don't know. There was, some magic. I was tingling.
The set design on this
incredible. Yeah, that beautiful, soft, bluey, icy winter wonderland.
And when it started to snow and kept snowing, it just kept getting more beautiful.
Magical. I was thinking, are the dancers going to slip on all that snow?
Yeah. I was wondering that too.
Those must be some great shoes.
Yeah. I love the cape on the magician.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Never underestimate.
It looks like a beta fish.
It does look like a beta fish.
You're right.
The costumes are amazing.
Amazing.
So beautiful.
The rat king made me laugh.
Same.
Yeah, and I was thinking that tail is gonna get in your way.
The body language on that one.
Yeah. So good.
So, Greg, talk more about what went into the set design, because clearly we were blown away.
Well, I just love it. I mean, you capture the magic in the way that I think Christopher and the team wanted you to capture it. Julian Crouch, who did the sets and costumes, Basil Twist, who has Chicago connections, is a MacArthur Genius Awardee, did the rat puppets, Natasha Katz, who did the lighting.
Nice.
If you think about the power of light in a piece, the projections enable us to create
the
that magic.
The things we were able to to see. I mean, animals, birds, all kinds of things just appeared just because of some lighting.
And, you know, and there is so much to see. I can say after having seen probably 120 performances, every time I notice something new and different.
Interesting.
And the artists are given license to really bring their characters to life.
That's
so they
lovely.
Have the technical expertise to do the dance steps, but the freedom to really
yes.
get into the character and explore it. And you guys captured that, you know, in the Rat King. Each Rat King is a little different.
Oh, the Rat King. it was hilarious. Just that entrance was hilarious. And the kids in this production, they steal the show, I gotta say.
Nope, it is a wonderful way. In the same way that for most people in the audience, the Nutcracker is a first entry into the ballet world.
Mm-hmm.
For many of these students performing, it is their first time, obviously, performing on the stage of the Lyric Opera for 3,000 visitors.
Amazing.
Including their parents, grandparents, siblings,
right.
and friends. But we have two children's casts, a total of 84 kids. They audition in September. They go through all of the rigorous rehearsal training.
Wow.
This all happens in our studio at Joffrey Tower at the corner of State and Randolph.
That is awesome.
Without sets and costumes, without a full orchestra playing,
mm-hmm.
and then we transfer the magic to the Lyric
Opera. And they're ready for showtime.
And they are ready.
Well, you know, I got to touch on this, Greg, because we also know that the ballet and theater experiences like this one, they've long been out of reach for some people, right? Mainly due to affordability. And though there have been improvements across the board, the ballet's diversity problem, it's well documented. So talk to me about how the Joffrey works to just kind of meet people where they are and make productions more financially accessible and also try to ensure that there's adequate representation on stage too.
Sure. It's, you know, it is a commitment. As I said, Robert Joffrey, when he founded the company in 1956, wanted to create a quintessentially American ballet company. So he gave us a special DNA back in 1956. And under Ashley's leadership, we continue to follow that. We have a community engagement program. Linda Swayze, who mm-hmm. runs that program, danced in the Dance Theater of Harlem for 16 years. We are out in 27 Chicago public schools teaching dance, and that might be hip-hop, modern, jazz, tap, ballet. Although our name is the Joffrey Ballet, we are about movement
yes.
in the various languages that dance explores. On Thursday and Friday of this week, we will have two sold-out houses of Chicago public school students.
Nice.
The Joffrey invites them to come. We provide bus transportation. So almost 6,000 kids will get to experience what you experienced with live music as
good,
well.
Good. And you'll keep doing this.
And we will keep doing this. We've done it, you know, for our whole time here in Chicago.
Right.
So the commitment to, you know, creating a pathway for the next generation of dancers starts out in Chicago public schools. We bring them to our Academy of Dance, and then they move from the academy into the company.
Yeah.
Currently, about 30% of our Joffrey Company artists came through our training program.
That's wonderful. Well, before I let you go, Greg, how much longer can we catch a performance of the Nutcracker?
December 28th.
Okay.
If I'm doing my math right, I think we have 22 more performances. Many of the matinees are sold out, but if you look to the performances after the holidays,
yes.
there are tickets available.
Get your tickets,
we would
folks.
Love to welcome you.
We've been speaking with Greg Cameron, who's president and CEO of the Joffrey Ballet. The Nutcracker runs until December 28th at Lyric Opera House. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by me, Sasha Ann Simons, and Ari Mejia. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari. To make sure you never miss a conversation that takes you inside Chicago culture and breaking news, subscribe to the podcast or check us out at WBEZ.org. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.